BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians 15 verses 12 through 19. Rebuff all no resurrection claims. Apostle Paul logically and completely disproves a no resurrection claim made by some in the Corinthian congregations. Verse 12 and verse 16. Epicurean and Stoic Greek philosophers discredit the resurrection, as we see in Acts chapter 17, verse 18. Jewish Sadducees also did not believe in the resurrection. Matthew chapter 22, verse 23, and Mark chapter 12, verse 18, and Acts chapter 23, verse 8 record that fact. That is why they are sad, you see? All right, a little joke. Paul says they are ignorant of God, verse 33. Jesus said such false beliefs come from not knowing the scriptures or the power of God. Matthew chapter 22, verse 29, and Mark chapter 12, verse 18. It seems that those in Corinth who say there is no resurrection were influenced by these false doctrines, verse 33. Perhaps you still do not believe in life after physical death. Even after reading the first 11 verses, previous BDBDs, and reading the commentary at freebiblestudyhelp.com, I write a whole lot more than I have been writing in BDBs, as is normal for BDBD. Recently, someone who seems to be a believer asked a question to make people think in a group Bible study. They asked, "What about all those people who, after dying and being brought back to life, claim that they have been in heaven or hell?" My response, perhaps, was not what he expected or wanted to hear. So I said, "I know of a person who has been to both heaven and hell. He has given his testimony a few times since, and you would be so surprised at the response to his testimony." As Jesus concluded the parable of Lazarus and the rich man in Luke chapter 16, verse 31, "If they did not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead." Now, of course, Jesus is referring to himself, but this man who said these testimonies about his own experience got a similar response. A vast amount of evidence is in the Bible. Sure, personal testimonies of being in heaven and hell make some people think. But in my experience, personal witnesses are, as Jesus said, acceptance of the physical resurrection to come when the current body is replaced comes by the will and the power of the Holy Spirit. So pray for the Holy Spirit's testimony. Ask with all honesty and sincerity, with a humble and repentant heart, and you will